The third quarter phone and online survey conducted in mid-August saw the Virginia Index of Consumer Sentiment rise, reversing a slide but still the third lowest mark ever recorded in the 14-year-old survey. Economist Dr. Alice Kasten says the full impact of any tariffs have not been felt yet but could drive the index number down again later this year.
You know, I suspect most of it will start going up in prices, overall prices, the fourth quarter of this year. So that'll be our next report in November, and then the first quarter of 2026. So these next two reports, I think, are very important.
About 22% of the survey respondents statewide report their financial situation as being better than a year ago. 41% say this is a good time to buy durable goods, and wage growth continues to outpace inflation.
From year to year, you have a percentage point more in additional earnings than you're paying out on the average goods and services. Now, it's on average, not for everyone, but it's always good when wage growth outpaces inflation compared to, say, 2022, when wage growth was high. It was over 5%. But inflation was 9%.
A still healthy labor market also left Virginians feeling more optimistic than the national average on consumer sentiment indexes that 775 people were surveyed about. However, short-time price expectations show a 19% gain in those who think prices will rise versus going down or staying the same when compared to August of 2024. Gene Marano, WFIR News.